BBQ. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the evil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you if you prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord. Seldom that the three readings on the same tone and the same theme is very seldom. Usually it's the first and the gospel. Usually the second one very difficult to put together. But this time, all three on one single topic. At times I was asking the Lord, "Why you got tempted? He is Christ, Son of God." I think we understand. Jesus shared all things except sin with us human beings. So temptations is part of our human nature in a certain sense, after the original sin, right? Temptation is not a sin at all. Not at all. Anyone get some kind of thoughts plopped into your mind? It's not sin yet. Unless you say, you lock your head and agree that's a sin. So still you have the freedom to choose. We have the chance, we have the choice to choose. We have the absolute freedom. We're made free, right? We are all free. God made us a free person. And that's one of the points that at times it's not easy to function our own freedom. Because there is always temptation exists. If no temptation exists, or no evil spirit, or no devil, the world will be fine. But as we know, this devils, the Satan, the angels. They were angels. Still smart. They've all the knowledge. The only thing they're missing, humility, obedience. You can see all the, our human temptations go against obedience, humility. The first sin, the serpent asked Eve, why don't you eat? No, we can't. Why not? If you eat it, you will like God. This is pride, right? You want to be like God. This is pride. What's the strategy of Jesus treating his temptations? Jesus did not argue with the devils. Eve makes his argument with the devil. She loses. We are not smart enough. We are not smart enough. And Jesus gave us a very good example. Just quote one phrase from the scripture. The devil is very smart also. He quotes. But of course, it's different meaning. But Jesus always just quote one phrase and finish. At the end, what Jesus says, get away. You cannot argue. You cannot discuss this sort of class. Not discussion class. No discussion at all. If your conscience tells you no, and from the word of the Lord, you find it no, then no. Otherwise, we will lose. So today is a very simple message to all of us. If Jesus went through temptation, of course, we can avoid. But we are assured Jesus is with us. He stayed with us. He stands by our side. He sent your Holy Spirit within us. All the light is there in your inner soul. You have the light. You have the strength. You have the grace. But it depends whether you want to yield to the temptations. Don't blame God. Why did you send this devil to me? God never sent devil to us. You know, so the punishment of the serpent, that's in the Genesis, in the next chapter, there were women who stepped on their head. That's our Heavenly Mother, Mary, already in Genesis, already foresee the coming of Heavenly Mother, our Heavenly Mother. She will step on the head, but you will bite the serpent, the devil. You bite her ankle, that's her children, that means we. First of all, Jesus Christ, the servant, want to bite Jesus, no? And secondly, bite all of us. We are the children of Christ, children of Mary, so surely we cannot avoid. But Jesus come, and through his death and resurrection, give us all the strength we need to. So first of all, pray hard. Don't wait the time of temptation that you pray. Before anything, so every day, getting up from the bed, say your prayer. Tell Jesus, I trust in you. Before you go back to the bank in the evening, tell Jesus, I love you. Sorry for those women I did not love you enough. But give me the strength that I can love you more the next morning. Okay? So always trust in the Lord and asking His grace. Don't tell yourself, I'm strong. Nobody is strong without Jesus Christ. Nobody. Nobody. So prayer is very important. Humility is very important because you need God's grace. But you say you don't need, that means proud. Already you are already in the temptation itself. You don't need the devil to tempt you. You are already. So the devil won't tempt you because you're proud enough. So don't do that. Pride, humility, these two capital sin I can say. So just be humble and pray and ask Jesus His help. And always ready to listen to the inner voice, to the Holy Spirit in you. You are safe. Don't worry. Don't be afraid of any temptations. Because all the time when you say the Lord's Prayer, you need to ask Jesus, right? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So this is our prayer. Okay? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.